It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Okay, we opened the show by talking about should the Patriots give up on Josh Gordon? Because it looks like they've given up on Josh Gordon. And I say yes, because I think if Josh Gordon was functional, or if they thought he had a chance, they'd keep him. But something's gone wrong there, and so given Josh Gordon's history, I'm going to defer to the team on that one. If they're seeing something there that doesn't look right, I assume they're onto something. But should they be giving up on? Do you feel that way? 617-779-0985. They're giving up on Josh Gordon. Should they give up on Michael Bennett, given his locker room stint yesterday in front of the media? I can't fathom that he's here for the long haul. He talked about, every other player in the league gets to say how they feel, so I'm going to say how I feel and move on. Which, again, I don't know if he understands yet that this isn't like every other place in the league. They don't ask you to be like everybody else and say your opinion. They don't want you to say your opinion. He said, quote, "I mean, it's America. You can voice your opinion about how you feel about certain situations. That's what I did." To which I say, no, this is not, Foxborough is not America. Think communist China. Think,
it's not a democracy there, it's a dictatorship.
The old Soviet Republic, whatever, it's not America. That is, no,
Iraq.
When you...
It's current day North Korea.
Sign on to the Patriots, you sign away your habeas corpus rights. You sign away your constitutional rights. So no, it's not America down there. And I don't blame him for thinking that it's America, it's just not. So I just wonder, how long is he, if he thinks he's in America down there? How long is he going to last? If he says it's America, you're allowed to voice your opinion. And they asked him, what do you take away from your suspension? He says, I didn't take anything away. I got suspended, lost money. What am I supposed to take away from that? I mean, it's no love lost. It's just how it is. And then there were questions about, the thing with him and Bielma. He said it was about life. He said one of the reasons he had to blow up with the coach is life. And then someone followed up and asked, was it just about football and playing time, or did it go beyond that off the field? And he said both. So there's some sort of, I just don't know how he lasts there. But should he? Do you think they could regret the loss of Michael Bennett if these, it does actually come to part?
Yes. And again, I go back to, now this is me. Okay. This is me. And I tell you, I'm a slut for talent. So that I look at it and say, who are you more likely to miss? Michael Bennett or Josh Gordon? I don't even think it's that close. I look at it and say, I'm not sure Gordon can give you all that much. I think he's pretty much cashed. I think he's done. But Bennett, I think Bennett can still play. And the question is, can you get him on board? Now, that might already be gone. He might be released on Tuesday or Wednesday after the deadline. So do I think they're going to keep him? It doesn't feel that way. But could they regret that one? My answer is yes. Gordon, I don't feel like they're going to regret it.
Yeah, I'd rather, of the two, I think, they would regret losing Bennett more than Gordon. I'd still like Gordon here. That feels like that's a crunch. They end up keeping Olszewski because he can return punts. But Bennett, I think you'd need. He's great when the lights are brightest. He's been great in the postseason. He was unblockable in Super Bowl 49 when he was with the Seahawks. You still have some mobile quarterbacks you're going to face, whether it's Mahomes, Watson, Jackson. I think you need a guy and his pure pass rush abilities for against quarterbacks like that.
I'm with you on the field. I just wonder if it's a fit off the field. He's asked about.
I mean, you knew this kind of, you would said this before the season. You knew this kind of pain kind of stuff in the was ass. Come.
Yeah, but I thought he'd put a sock in it if he wants to be a Patriot. He said, just be myself. He said of his mindset moving forward, be yourself. He says, quote, can't really bite your tongue. Nobody else bites their tongue around the league. Everybody says how they feel. Just say how I feel and move on from it. We're all just human. It's like, no, it's not really the way we're doing it. If you're insistent on being that, then you're not going to make it. So I'm just handicapping the situation. I don't feel he's long for the Patriots if that's what he's insisting on doing.
Oh, after yesterday, no. I'd be shocked if he's here in a week, you know.
Okay, so those two things, Gordon and Bennett, giving up on them, and will that come back to you? Do you need those guys? Do you need those guys? You certainly don't need those guys to beat Freddie Kitchens or the Jets. Or the guy, but will you need them in November, December when that schedule tightens? Will you need them in the playoffs? Will you need them to win a Super Bowl? So your thoughts on that, 617-779-0985. Also talking about, again, this growing consensus that Tom Brady's going to retire after this year, and that's really off his comments yesterday on the radio down the street where he really said he's day-to-day and who knows what tomorrow's going to bring, and I'm just paraphrasing there. Which he's never really done in the past. He's always been about, I want to play for a long time. I love the game, played a 45. And yesterday I thought it was a different answer. And that, I think, is really, you know, put an idea in people's heads. Never mind guys like Adam Schefter, the foremost information guy in the league, saying that of the three options on the table, him staying in New England is the least likely. Which, again, Adam Schefter says, and he's insistent, says it over and over, that it's more likely Tom Brady's going to be playing for another team next year than he's going to be playing for the New England Patriots.
Stunning, isn't it?
Do you agree with that?
No.
And Schefter says, you know, retirement might be the most likely.
Right, but again, just keep it to the two things you're talking
about. He puts second playing somewhere else and third playing in New England. Paul Perillo did the same thing here yesterday.
Yeah, no, I don't believe that. And in fact, I think what Brady wants right now is for people to believe that, probably the Patriots, because he wants to make them sweat a little bit.
Then why doesn't he say, I'm playing to 45?
I don't know.
Because he's waiting to see if he'll be offered 2 years at $60 million guaranteed like that.
No, but so Maz says he's...
Because at this stage he's going to retire, and he knows it would hurt the Patriots more to leave open the possibility that he would play for another franchise.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I see what you mean.
Want to go that far.
Right. No. I would say correct.
He'll leverage him with retirement, but he's not prepared to leverage him with I'm going somewhere else.
Correct.
Because that's a bigger step.
And also, I think at the end of the day, he knows he's not going to do it. And so he knows it's a lie. So, you know, he can say to people, well, you know, right now, number one is, you know, retirement. But, you know, after that, I'd probably play for someone else before I play for the Patriots.
So you agree that he's not likely to play anywhere else?
I'd say it's highly unlikely.
Murray?
Oh, I think he'd play somewhere else. I truly believe that. And I believe Schefter more than ever, too, because remember when Schefter was talking about Brady and his performance in court going through the Deflategate stuff? I mean, it was like he was getting it, I have to think, from Brady himself or his camp. His genuineness shine through. He was an A number one guy.
As an A plus 10 kind of guy.
Thank you.
I mean, basically.
I'm told that genuineness shine through.
Schefter was working as like a PR agent for Tom Brady that day. It feels like he's doing the same thing now. I got to believe he's getting the information from the horse's mouth here in Brady and his camp. So he knows something here. So, and so I'm taking him at his word. I think retirement's probably the most likely, but behind that, I still think he probably wants to play because that helps his business. It helps TB12. I think he wants to play to 45, and I also think Spite's involved because the way he's acted over the last 6 months or from the offseason to now, whether it's a contract negotiations, this Netflix thing, being pissed about the lack of weapons, I don't know. I think it's either he's pissed at the franchise as a whole, he's pissed about Belichick, I don't know, but I think he would like to maybe stick it to them and play somewhere else and try to win another championship somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Murray. I didn't mean to step on
that. That's all right.
There's no question it's coming from the Brady side, just the nature of the report, right? It's Brady would do this. Well, it has to be coming from the Brady side. Who else would know?
Well,
the Patriots?
Look, like someone like us would make that leap. Schefter is not, unless it's informed speculation, unless he's picking that up somewhere. So,
he doesn't sling crap.
Right, where it's coming from is important. You know,
do I sound clear on that?
You do again, Adam. Sorry, yes. So it's like, you know, he's not the guy that just,
no, makes crap up.
He doesn't.
Do I sound firm on that?
Thank you.
No, and he typically doesn't get used. I mean, not.
Well, no, he does, but.
I said typically. Let me repeat for you one more time, in case you didn't hear that before.
I said typically. Everybody gets used. But overall, I'd say for the most part, Schefter's pretty good. I mean, his track record is pretty good. So, you know, it's coming from a legit place, and it's coming from a credible source. I just don't buy the idea that playing for the Patriots is third on the list.
So that,
believe what you want to believe.
Thank you. To me, that's the rub right there. That, of course, all three things are possible, and I agree all three things are possible. But I would rank playing somewhere else last. Schefter ranks playing here last. That's a big difference. And if I want to play the game, as I said earlier, if I want to play the game and convince myself or talk myself into him playing somewhere else, it has to be a package deal with Josh or one of his coaches with his playbook and his offense on a team that's good. So, like, there's just so few places. Like, he's not going to go to Chicago and play for Matt Nagy on a different playbook, a different system, and learn a whole new system. No. Now, if you're telling me...
So Brady's going to play somewhere else the last year, and I wouldn't be shocked if it's Dallas.
If you're telling me the Bears say, we're firing Nagy, we're going to hire Josh McDaniels, install your offense, and you and Josh come as a package deal with the Patriots offense and Patriots coaches, and use all of our talent around us, and that, okay. The one I keep going to is the L.A. Chargers, where Tom Brady has lived before, is happy to live in L.A. Does his first kid with Bridget still live in L.A.? I don't even know. Or does she live in New York? I'm not even sure. But maybe at one time he did. One time his firstborn lived in L.A. He lived in L.A. He lived in Brentwood. You know, G is probably okay with L.A. L.A. is opening up this brand new stadium. They've got a talent. That Chargers team is talented. You blow out Anthony Lynn. You blow out Gus Bradley. You bring in Josh McDaniels, Tom Brady, boom, like that. Okay, so now we could sort of have that conversation. But it's got to be in a market that really matters. It's got to be a good team already in place. And it has to be one of his coaches that's coaching him and his playbook.
I mean, otherwise, could you imagine the culture shock and use Chicago? So just stick with that. The culture shock of Tom Brady going from 20 years of Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels for a large chunk of it. And going to play for Matt Nagy.
Oh, so that I think will never happen. And so him playing somewhere else, I don't think is going to happen. That's a distant third on my list. Always has been. But Schefter, who knows a hell of a lot more than all of us, reverse those second and third. So what's up with that, as someone once famously said. Your thoughts on all of it after these words.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Matt.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke's blue.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What is your perspective on Tom Brady's future right now?
That all options are in play. That there's a possibility that he's going to leave New England after this season. There's a possibility he could be back, and there's the possibility he could retire. It's all on the table, but it's set up for him to leave, and it's set up by him to give him that option to be able to leave if that's what he decides. And I know a lot of people are having a hard time understanding this because they just think Tom Brady, New England Patriots, it's a forever union, a forever match. But it's not. It's not. And they're not looking at it, I think, big picture. And I think Tom, after 20 years, recognizes that his time there could be coming to an end. And I think he appreciates it, recognizes it, and is enjoying it.
So, I mean, it sure sounds like someone who's clued into the way that Brady camp is thinking. And I would just dispute that last thing. That feels like just saying something to say something. I don't know if Brady's fully enjoyed his most recent Patriot experience. I think he's gotten frustrated a little bit.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. Again, his behavior shows that, right? You know, in the I don't think it's wrong to say that Tom Brady would have preferred to play with a new contract. He wanted an extension. So if he's enjoying his last season, that would be a plan B or C. His first plan was to get the extension.
But again, Chef, you're saying people just can't wrap their head around the fact that he could go somewhere else, and that possibility is very real. It's not the way it works. And that's just not the reality, says Schefter. So it's a pretty, even though it's just speculation, it's a pretty big bit of speculation. I'm glad it's coming from him and not someone else. It's hard to dismiss Schefter out of hand because the guy's too tapped in. So he's on the panel there with Greenberg, my idol, great facilitator, and Foxworth, and Damian Woody, former teammate of Tom Brady. So they had some interesting comments. Just pick up the combo there, Jimmy.
I understand all of that. I think there's a part of me that wants to ask why. Why would it not be a forever thing? He's 42. He's had unprecedented success. The organization loves him. The owner thinks of him as a son.
Yeah.
Why in the world would it end any other way than him riding off into the sunset?
I think there are a lot of factors. I think when you get to be that age, I think it goes beyond just you. I think it goes to your family. I think it goes down to what your wife wants, what your kids want, what your family wants. There are a lot of other people to consider who've sacrificed so much along the way,
right,
to make your career possible.
Yep.
And so it's not just him every single year telling everybody, how would it work in your family if you told your wife how everything was going to go all the time? At some point in time, your family's going to be a consideration and going to weigh in. And you know what? Maybe they say, we'd like to start a new chapter in our life.
I get that. And retiring after this season would make all the sense in the world to me. Then walking away and moving on to whatever is next in his life. Playing for a different team next year, I will admit, would floor me.
I wouldn't be shocked by it because he's not like us. He's not like you. He's not like me. How his brain works isn't like us. So for us to assume the logic, like I could have walked away if I was after 3 Super Bowls and had a bunch of money. He's not built like us. He kept playing. So I could understand somebody like him wanting to go somewhere else and prove that he can do it from underneath the Belichick umbrella. Because no matter what, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. It's always going to come with, but Belichick also really helps.
I'll remind everyone, you played with him. You played on that team. What do you think?
I think you're talking about alpha males who have egos, and in this particular case, if it were to come to fruition, it would not shock me at all to see Brady suiting up in another uniform. It just wouldn't.
That's Damian Woody, his former teammate. The Midday Show played a cut from Scott Pioli, who was on with Adam Schefter on his podcast, said he agrees that it looks like, Pioli just agreed with the premise that of the three options, that playing in New England next year is the least likely option. So it's not just Schefter, it's not just, I mean, which again stuns me. And I just, I'm like with Greenberg, I have a hard time accepting that. He's going to go somewhere else.
So the idea of Brady bringing the coach to me is that opens, being McDaniels.
The only way that would work in my mind.
Yeah, but that's a good scenario.
Thank you.
I mean, that's a credible scenario. That he would bring McDaniels along and be willing to make that sort of change. I know Murray has theorized Tennessee. Do you think Brady would play for Vrabel?
No.
You don't?
Nope. Vrabel doesn't coach offense. Who's the offensive coordinator? That's what I would need to know.
Oh, it's someone you've never heard of.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, who would be his perspective? Like, who would Brady bring as offensive coordinator?
He can handpick someone.
It'd have to be someone who's reared in the Patriots offense and runs the same playbook and the same terminology and all of that. Brady ain't going to start over, and nor should he start over with that. All right, so there are your thoughts. What are your thoughts on all this? Steven Mattapoisett. Yes, Steve.
Yes, guys. Just let me talk, and you can tell me what you think. I got a couple of scenarios. First, with Brady, and then where he could go.
Quick.
If Tom Brady leaves and takes Josh with him, Listen to this scenario. He calls up Gronk and say, hey, Gronk, I'm leaving. I'm going someplace else. You want to come with me? Then Edelman plays out this year or his contract. If Brady, and I think Tom wants to play three more years. And then Edelman says, okay, I'll meet you there.
Okay, let me just stop you. Get the whole band back together. I don't know. I mean, if we're going to screw around with this, maybe.
No.
Gronkowski said he'd never play for anybody else. Gronkowski ain't coming back anytime soon, but a year or two down the road, I don't know.
Patriots still have control over both of those players.
At Edelman, though, I don't know. Does he have 2 years left?
He just signed.
I don't know. Would they take him back?
Who, the Patriots?
Yes.
Yeah. Why wouldn't the Patriots want Edelman?
Because they're too old and too expensive.
No. No, Edelman's deal's not ridiculous. Like, and Gronk can't go anywhere because the Patriots have control over his rights. He was under contract when he retired. So, look, it's a nice theory. I mean, could somebody negotiate something and trade for the? Sure. But the Patriots will have a say in those.
Dave on the Cape. Yes, Dave.
Hey, guys. Three quick things in a trade. Number one, Belichick.
Okay, you don't get three things. I'm sorry. And the conference line there, the speakerphone, no. I'm sorry to cut you off. But please, no three things. Give me one thing and don't talk to us on a speakerphone. Johnny in Fall River. Go, Johnny.
Belichick's career now is more so than ever predicated on his son's NFL's career, I believe. You know, if he remains his head coach, he's going to continue to groom his kids, you know, until they're ready to take over as either a defensive coordinator or at the very least, you know, maybe become a head coach at another place, you know. There's that piece, and plus he gets to spend more time with his family than he has ever. You know, he's been on the road their entire lives. He's been coaching their entire lives. Now he gets to spend time with them. So, I mean, there's that whole aspect of it.
So I think the kid thing's important to him. Thanks for the call, Johnny. I think the kid thing's important to him. Working with his kids is great. And I definitely wants to set his kids up for the next thing. But it ain't going to be here. I'd be stunned if the Crafts hire Belichick's kid as the next head coach. It's like, Bill, it's our team. It's not your team. It's like that sort of, you know, like, it again, sort of ego and like that thing gets in the way. Which I don't quite, you know, I wouldn't even necessarily blame them for. Like, no, Bill, you don't pick the next head coach, we do. That sort of thing. So I don't think, if Steve Belichick is going to be a head coach, it ain't going to be here, would be my guess. Who knows? But that would be my guess. No, is Belichick going to stick around to catch Don Shula as the all-time winningest coach? Is that important? That's what Perillo said to us yesterday. Again, we ran the numbers for you. When Bill wins on Sunday, that will be win number 269 in the regular season. 300 overall, if you include the playoffs. The regular season, he has 60 wins behind Shula. 60 wins, just regular season. If you include all the playoff wins, he's only 58 wins. He's only, I'm sorry, 48 wins behind Shula. So we did the math before. You give Bill 10 to 12 wins a year, he's going to have to coach 5 more years, maybe 6 more years to catch Don Shula on both lists. Do you think he's motivated by that?
Yes.
And do you think we can expect Bill here for 5 or 6 more years?
No. So when you say both lists, I say no in terms of the regular season. But overall, regular season plus postseason, most wins ever by a football coach. In other words, who's coached more winning games than anybody? If Bill Belichick passes Shula on the combined regular season and postseason list.
That'll be enough for him?
Yeah.
Because again, you understand that.
Well, then I think you reassess where you are at that point.
But I think that this record matters to him. Yeah, I think he wants to.
So do I.
So if it really matters to him, he's going to get him in both. Because it's too easy. Most people, most of these records are regular season records. Who's the winningest all-time coach in the NFL? It's Don Shula at 328. They don't look at Shula 347. When you ask Peyton Manning's all-time touchdown or Favre or Brady's all-time touchdown passes, they don't combine the playoffs. It's regular season. So Bill's 60 wins behind Shula regular season. He's got to coach 5, 6 more years to catch him there.
Yeah, that one I have a hard time believing he gets to. But the combined list, I think it's on his radar. I do.
Is that a bigger motivation than what Steve Belichick does or Brian Belichick does?
Well, I don't know if it's bigger, but I think it's for him selfishly, personally. Yeah. Yeah. Now, again, at some point he may have to choose, and then he has to decide. So, like, they're not mutually exclusive at this point, right? You can kind of do both, and you don't have to pick which one's more important. But, you know, if it comes down to, you know, I have to choose setting up my kid or getting the record, I think he sets up his kid.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts after Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
What did you take away, or what do you come back? What's sort of your takeaway from what happened?
I didn't take away nothing. I got suspended, lost money. I was supposed to take away from that. I mean, it's no love lost. It's just how it is.
So are you happy here?
It is what it is, man.
Do you feel like you're on good terms with the coaching staff?
I don't know. You got to ask them.
What's your mindset just going forward, just back to work?
Just beat myself, huh? Yeah, I mean, you can't really bite your tongue. Nobody else bites your tongue during in the league. Everybody say how they feel. Just say how I feel and move on from it. I mean, we just all human. We all go through our own situations, and you know, you can have conversations and move on from it. And that's how I feel about it.
Does that sound like a man who's long for New England?
No. No, again, the damage may already be done. That thing just might be a lost cause. But, you know, if I were the Patriots, and if it's at all salvageable, and I know they've had cases like that down there where they feel like, you know, Jabal Sheard, remember, he got off for a little while, yeah, and they reeled him back in, and by the end of the year, he was playing again. Some guys are salvageable, some guys are not. And so if it's at all salvageable, I'd prefer they keep Michael Bennett. I think in a big game, he could help them. Josh Gordon at this stage, I don't care about.
Bennett just has to realize that ain't America down there. Not America.
Not even close.
And, you know, nobody else bites their tongue around the league. Here you bite your tongue. I think that's sort of the first step for him. Steven Adelbar, your thoughts on Michael Bennett?
All right, Michael Bennett. So what's going to happen is Comrade Belichick is going to send him to the gulag for open descent. He'll probably end up in Arizona or some bottom feeder. As for Josh Gordon, it's kind of a bummer. You know, you wish the best of someone of those circumstances. And, hey, Murray, you going to Seager tonight? That's it. Bye, guys.
Okay.
Nah, I saw him a few years ago. That was enough.
So why would Arizona take Michael Bennett? This is the thing. I don't think you can get rid of Michael Bennett to a bad team. No one's going to – why would you pay, you know, any hefty salary?
Yeah, again, you're talking about, the only team that would take a Bennett is a team in playoff contention that thinks that they can use him for a half season and get some bang for their buck in the playoffs.
So they're showing a tweet right now here on the NBC Sports Boston simulcast. Greg Bedard, the big boy. A Patriots-Raiders trade for Michael Bennett would make sense. Oakland badly needs pass rush help, either for picks or one of their extra tight ends like Derek Carrier.
Interesting.
Sure, that's a good one.
Football trade.
Yeah, and the Raiders are in it.
He's got some Raiders insight now with his gig with the Vegas Review-Journal.
Sure does.
Mm.
Yeah, look, that one makes a lot of sense. I could see that happening.
Except, again, if Bill's worried about it coming back in the AFC, you know, you could face him at some point. which, again, I wouldn't worry about. I think they're pretty good about not worrying about that. If you don't think much of Michael Bennett, trade him to a team you're going to face and then beat him. Like, you can do that. Except Bennett is one of those guys. You could see him being motivated for a game against a former employee who he thinks didn't treat him like a man. You know what I mean? And then he is talented. So I can see that a little bit. But we'll see how that plays out. Again, but if he's gonna be insistent that this is America, I don't think he's going to make it there. We've got Max in Maine. Yes, Max?
Yes. I saw the thing with long-term deal with Brady. And he's already on borrowed time. As a quarterback, he's great. But he's already passed where now it's year to year. And we just have to – I'm kind of looking forward to the next person that's going to do something and become the next Tom Brady. That's all.
Okay. I'm with you.
Ugh.
I am. I want to see Belichick with another quarterback. I think he can win with another quarterback. And I think it would work with another quarterback. And you're going to have another quarterback eventually. And you're much better off doing it now with Bill Belichick versus doing it at the end with Bill Belichick or with some other coach. And I've said this a million times, Murray. So
yeah, and I know. And I find you and that caller annoying. People like you, so ready to move on to the next thing. No, I'd still like to stay here with the greatest of all time and continue to watch him play, even if he's not as involved as he used to be.
I don't really care about that. It's going to come.
I know.
But what I don't mean by...
No, I know what you meant.
No. The fact that Brady is not the centerpiece of the team, I'm fine with. And if he were 28, I'd say do that for another 10 years. I'm okay with that. That's not the part of it. The thing is... He's either retiring this year or next year or the year after. I mean, it's coming in the next. You're only going to get two more years out of him, max. So I think you're better off ripping the Band-Aid off and letting Bill, with a full head of steam, have as much time as possible with the next guy. And that will give you a much greater chance for success in the long term, which is what I'm concerned with.
Yeah, look, I felt that was the way to go a long time ago. And Brady outlived it, outlived every projection anybody ever had for him. So, check mark to Brady on that one. He proved everybody wrong. But to me, every decision they have ever made, not everyone, most every decision they have ever made has been geared to the long term more than the short. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, to me, it wouldn't be at all out of character. What was out of character for them is the first time they stuck with Brady. That was what was out of character.
And so I wonder, I mean, again, Schefter and others say it's more likely he plays somewhere else next year than here, which I disagree with. I don't agree with it. I think retirement is the number one option. I think, and they would agree with that too. I just, we disagree with what the second and third thing is on the list. But the retirement thing, I think, has really gained steam. If you listen to Zoe today, like, Zolak is like, be sure you get tickets here down the stretch because this could be it. Like, his tone was, like, defeatist. Like, this is it for Brady. And maybe that started with Brady's radio interview yesterday down the street where he said his day-to-day, where he's never really said that before. And there's other comments as well that I think we're beginning to see that, I don't know, all ties into this being the last year. You'll hear another one of those with Jim Gray coming up right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Boston's home for sports. Failure has 95 The Sports Hub.
You don't have many weapons, so how do you find that consistency and how do you find some type of rhythm without all your guys?
Well, I think we've got to be able to play, you know, a complementary game. So it's not always our offense. I think what we found this year and what we've seen is our defense can be a great weapon for us. Our special teams units can be a great weapon. And us on offense, we have to do what we need to do when we get some realistic opportunities. So, you know, I think one thing we talked about this week was just having some reasonable expectations and, you know, not feeling like we have to go out and score 50 points. You know, we have to go out there and we have to take care of the ball. We have to play a good, smart game and take advantage of our scoring opportunities when we get them.
It's a comment Maz pointed out the other day. It's Brady coming to accept what his offense is going to be this year, and that it's going to be more of a game management kind of thing. That's what that comment indicates to Jim Gray the other night. And is that part and parcel with acceptance is the price of freedom, and this is it, and this is how we're going to do it, and he's come to peace with it.
Yeah, I don't know if he's like come to peace with it. I don't think he likes it, but you know,
is he starting to accept it?
Yeah. I think it's registering with him. And again, you said earlier in the year, this is how Brady challenges himself. There's just not enough out there for them right now to just beat up the opposition because the opposition has sucked so bad. So you got to create these little goblins in your head and fight those. And I don't know, we're getting closer to real games now. So maybe Brady's starting to accept the reality that, look, our defense is loaded. We're going to have to win a different way. And if I want to win, which is ultimately what I want to do, I just got to manage the game. So, but I feel like there was an appreciable change as it pertained to the football, the offense. There was a change in his tone this past week. Like, you know, all of a sudden, well, we got a good defense. And we talked about ending possessions with a kick, whether that's a punt or not. Like, it's okay to punt. Since when does Brady say that?
Right.
Brady hasn't said it's okay to punt in years.
Well, so again, is he just overall, this is it, I'm accepting it, and I'm not going to fight it anymore, and I'm done, you know, et cetera, et cetera, because yeah, this is it.
Maybe. Again, I mean, if he knows the whole thing as well, it's over soon anyway.
So, and again, I feel like the team is still trying to cater to him. And, you know, and again, it also has the feel of the last year kind of thing. Chris Robinson on Yahoo Sports reported today that the reason they went after Sanu is because that was Brady's choice. Brady wanted Sanu over Manny Sanders. And so that's why they went after Sanu. And it's like, okay, Tom, you know.
You pick.
Yeah. This is it. So,
I mean, I do think that they've gone out of their way to sort of, you know, appease him a little bit. So
with everything other than money.
Well, remember, Belichick gave him the game ball. Like, there's that, too.
Well, they originally gave him Antonio Brown. They took him away because they had to. But originally, they gave him Antonio Brown, and I think in normal circumstances, they would not touch that guy with a 10-foot pole.
I mean, I think the whole thing is, look, you know, Tom's agitated, and so let's just ease up on Tom. We got to make him happy and keep him happy.
Okay, continue with this conversation. A couple of leftover Celtics calls as well. We'll get to Chris and Avon. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, so I think if Brady went to the Chargers with McDaniels, they could bring in Bobby Valentine as the offensive line coach.
Okay, I'm going to let you go there.
See you later.
Here's a Junior in Brockton on the Seas. Hi, Junior.
How you doing, buddy? No, I just wanted to say, basically, what if Kyrie was right, you know, about the team, and does it basically fall on Ainge, you know, making all the decisions, and basically, like, we're restarting. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to talk bad about the team because it's only the first game. But, you know, and I owe you guys an apology for saying that you guys are going to be all over Tony Brown's balls when he was here because you guys were right about the situation.
Thank you. We were right about the Antonio Brown situation. Correct. I'm not sure exactly what your Celtics take was there. That, I don't know, what did he say? That Kyrie wasn't the only problem? It was the kids?
Well, so I'll tell you what. As he was talking, yeah, I think basically that was his point.
Which is
Kyrie was right.
It might be true because they looked like ass last night. Now that the kids took over and everyone else got to take over the team, they look like garbage. So I don't know. Let's see how that plays out. I'm not, again, not asking for a take annulment. I'm not changing my power rankings, Murray, off of one game. But you're allowed to be agitated off of one game. I am. That agitated me last night.
I mean, as he's, you know, as the caller was talking, I started thinking about it. And you know what? He's right. Their credibility now is at stake.
Yes, big. Huge.
Their credibility is at stake. So they're going to sit here and say Kyrie was a pain in the ass and Marcus Morris is going to end up with, did he end up with the Knicks?
Yes.
Okay, so because I can't remember who he backed, which deal he backed out of. He backed out of San Antonio to go to the Knicks. So whatever it was, he made the comments about Kyrie Irving and how they had to cater to Kyrie, and fine. Okay, great. They all hated Kyrie. Terrific. Well, then you better not suck now right. that he's gone.
Right.
Because he may end up being right.
Anthony, what's your Celtics thought?
You know, I'm usually an optimist, but I woke up feeling pretty negative today, so I figured I'd call my friends at Felger and
Attaboy.
To talk about my stuff. Listen, this ain't about missing free throws, and this ain't about missing shots. It's about the quality of the play I saw, and what I saw was a lot of isolation, a lot of selfish basketball. They're running that high pick and roll, and I seen a lot of guys just trying to get their own shots, which kind of makes me raise 2 points. One, is Stevens going to be the problem? Or two, did we overvalue these players and they're probably not as good as we may thought
okay.
they were?
Look, I didn't see a lot of high pick and roll. I saw tons of iso ball.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of pick and roll either.
So I think that's a Horford thing. He was great at that.
They missed. Go ahead. I'll get to Horford in a minute.
Well, no, but I just think that was a huge part of the offense, and he was a great pick and roll player up there. And so I think I didn't see a ton of that. I did see a ton of iso ball. I saw a ton of them struggling even to get into their offense, like struggling to complete a couple passes just on the perimeter to get into their offense. Yeah, it took an 8-second violation at one point. Even like Philly's defense has gotten better. Oh, that I'll grant them. Or you just were all out of sorts. But I thought with Kyrie gone, we'd see a return to team basketball, and that did not exist last night.
Major, major void with Horford. I think we all underrated it. He was the foundation on which their offense was built, their half-court offense. Without Horford, they have no real stability there in that half-court. That's going to be a problem.
Our buddy Tom's in Quincy. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, real quick. The chef, the comments, right? It's almost like he listens to your show because he said the same exact thing that Perillo said yesterday.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much, right? But here's my thing. The thought of him playing for another team makes me want to vomit. So I don't like, and then they show that picture of him in the Titans uniform. Like, this is out of control. I can see it more towards the retirement side, as much as I hate that. But here's my question. If they think that he's going to retire, right, do they need to make a move for an established NFL quarterback to come here sooner than later to be able to either groom Stidham, who ain't ready, or draft a kid to bring him up? And the only question I'm going to say, the only thing I'm going to say, I do not mean this player particularly. I don't really care for this player. But with the emergence of that kid in Carolina, would it be out of control if they actually looked into bringing Cam Newton here for a couple years for a younger kid to learn under, while Belichick's still here, and then make that kid the number one?
It's not out of control. And as you bring it up, if Brady retires after this year, and all they have is Stidham, and they have to sort of like figure out that, I'll be agitated. Because it's just, unless they think Stidham's the guy, and then I'll take it all back. If internally Bill says, nope, we got the next Garoppolo, we got the next guy, and that, I mean that in a good way, Murray, not a bad way. We have the next guy that I really like that we can win with, then fine, I'll give him Stidham. But if it's not, and they have to bring in a Cam Newton or someone to be 1 and 1A, exactly, I'm going to be like, this is exactly what I was talking about. Your guy retires and you're sitting there with your Schmenzer in your hand. You have nothing. Don't be that team. Have a plan. So I hope they have a plan, because that would, the whole thing, like I do, I want to see Bill with the next guy. I think he can win with another guy and all of that. But I'll be agitated if they have no plan.
I would hate that if they brought in some sort of veteran just so that they can. Because if your defense is going to be this sustainable and this good for a few years, cause I think they are, because you have some guys at, you know, key positions that are young. I don't know. Go with Stidham. Just try to find the guy via the draft. I don't want one of these also-rans, Matt Ryan or Cam Newton, who he mentioned, like anything like that. Oh, I would hate that, because then you're the Broncos and the Dolphins.
But let me just, do you think Matt Ryan and Cam Newton are also-rans? They're former MVPs.
I don't want Newton.
Yeah, Newton's not what he was in 2015.
I don't think Newton fits what, I mean, look, Bill.
I don't like either of them, but it's like, you know, beggars can't be choosers. What are we expecting the next guy to be?
Yeah, I just think that And again,
maybe, I think Newton's done.
But Bill's going to adjust it to what he has. Okay. But I don't, if you want to run the same kind of offense, I don't think Newton can do it. I just don't think he's an accurate enough passer.
And Matt Ryan's a hack.
Carolina's better with, I think Ryan would work with Bill. With Bill, I think it would work.
Manage him.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
BC Drew Bledsoe.
No, it won't be what it is with Brady, but it wouldn't be awful. I mean, look at, as we talk about Cam Newton, just quick, look at Carolina. They're better without him.
Yeah.
They can, the pass game is better without him.
Okay, so the Brady future topic picked up steam, but how about Belichick and his future and his motivation? How important is it to, how important is it for him to catch Don Shula? And how much of that is to be number one on the list? And how much of it is the fact that Don Shula's kind of a prick and has called out the Patriots before about cheating and rooting against them for perfect seasons and things like this? We'll get back to that topic after Murray's 90-second update, no commercial.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.